Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. This is your host, Minister Janice. Our scripture for today can be found in Isaiah 41 and 10, and it says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come today, God, thanking you for your goodness and your mercy. Oh God, we know that your goodness and mercy outweighs any and everything that we could ever imagine. Your goodness, your mercy is greater, than everything that we could even perceive to believe. Your goodness and your mercy, they're new every morning. You give this to us, God. You give it to us freely, Master. And we're just grateful today, Lord. We're just grateful, Lord. We just want to say thank you. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, Lord, as we look upon those bereaved families, oh God. Yes, Master. Oh God, we ask that you hold them in your hands, God. Hold them, oh God, in your hands, oh God. Let them know that all they have to do is call on you and you will come. That you will come to heal, that you will come to touch, that you will come to deliver them, oh God. That you will come to bring them into a happy place. Yeah, a place of joy, a place of peace that only you could give. We ask, oh God, that you look upon the lost, God. Those that don't know you in the pardons of their sins, God. Those that are walking, thinking, and feeling that they got everything going on, God. And they have no idea who you really are. Oh, Master, we ask that you look upon them this day. Prick the hearts, God. Prick the hearts. Draw their eyes and their attention to you. We ask you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We will be careful to give you all praise. We will give you all honor because it's in your holy name. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And we say amen, amen, amen. And we thank God. We know that we are approaching the resurrection. We are quickly approaching the resurrection. We know that the Passover is taking place today. It's Passover. Yeah. Jesus is destined to rise on the third day. Yeah. So we know that resurrection is standing right here. It's standing right next to us. It's very close. So do we really understand what is actually going on? Or do we just think it's springtime? Do we just think it's springtime? Time to go and go shopping and purchase a new dress, get a new hat, buy a spring suit, get your hair done, buy some new shoes. Oh, don't forget to pick up a bunny rabbit. Don't forget that. Gotta get my white shoes. Because this is the sign that spring is here. Is this what it's all about? Is it all about spring? Gotta make sure there is plenty of crawfish and shrimps and lamb and for the Resurrection Sunday dinner. Well, through my research, we come to understand and we come to believe that for the Passover meal, there was no seafood. There was no seafood in the Passover meal. No. And the only lamb was the Lamb of God that was slain for the sins of the world. Yes. So there was no lamb that was eaten. Something has happened to us church folks. We are more eager to have an Easter egg hunt than to teach the kids the importance of Good Friday and Resurrection Sunday. Let's look at Mark 16 and 7. Let me see, am I going to go into Mark? Go tell. Who was the first one at the tomb of Jesus? Who was the first one at the tomb of Jesus? Mary Magdalene? Jonah? And Mary's mother of James? And some other women? They were the first ones. So women's. Woman, you were there. First responder. First responder. That's what I'm calling you. Go to Luke chapter 24, and we're going to start off with verse 1. And it says here, the first day of the week, early at dawn. So it could have been like 5:30 in the morning, 5 o'clock. The women went. The women, W-O-M-E-N, went to the tomb looking, but they went to the tomb and they were taking the spices which they had made ready for the preparing for the burial. Yeah, because usually the body was wrapped in linen and it was prepared with the spices to be buried. But the thing in verse 2 tells us, something says here, that the stone was rolled away. Yes, a big, huge stone that was at the doorway to get into the tomb. It was no longer there. They went inside and did not find the body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So this was who they were looking for. So financially, if you're looking for him and you know he was last seen and he was put in here and he's not there now, so now you're into this wondering. You went into the wondering phase. And there's a reason why you went into the wondering phase. But let's go to this first. Verse 4 says, they were perplexed. They were wondering what to do. So here we see two men in dazzling raiments suddenly appeared. Two men. While they were confused, while they were still lost, while they were had forgot, because this is what actually took place. They were had been taught. They had heard the word. They had heard Jesus tell them how the story was going to go, how it was going to end. But somewhere along the line, what did they do? They forgot. Isn't it something that happens to all of us? Hello? Sure, I sit there in church. Sure, I sit there in Bible study. Sure, I sit there in Sunday school and I heard, thus said the Lord. Sure, I know that I'm supposed to be a warrior. Sure. Greater is he that lives in me. Sure. But when I get in the situation, when things are happening all around me, suddenly, I'm in a whirlspin of fear. I have become amazed. Huh? Yeah. What did our scripture just say tonight? Be what? Isaiah 41:10, it says, fear not, what? For I am with you. Be not, what? Dismayed. So don't be surprised. Don't be shocked. Don't be frightened. Don't do that. But many times we do it anyway. We cause our pressure to go up. We get into anxiety. But here it says in verse 5, it says the women were frightened. As they were wandering around. And they realized that there were these men that were talking to them. So they begin to bow down. They begin to lower their heads as the custom was in those days. Then they spoke, the men. And the men said to them, why are you looking for the living among those who are dead? Great question. Yeah, I would say a great question. Why I would say that? Because somewhere along the line, someone has forgotten the end of the story. The story that has been told to them. So here we see in verse 6, it says, he is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you while he was with you in Galilee. He said this. This conversation was going on with the first responders. This is who they were. They were the first responders. They were there. They were at the tomb. But Jesus had spoke to them prior to this event, prior to the crucifixion. He sat and told them how the story was going to go. So here we see two men have come to their aid. Isn't this just like Jesus? To help us out, to never leave us alone. That's what he said. He would never leave us, nor will he forsake us. And here we see he has sent two, could it be angels? Could it be angels that are present to remind us what thus said the Lord? Think about that. Think about it. To remind us that the Son of Man must be given over unto the hand of the sinful men and crucified, and on the third day he shall rise. Isn't this just like Jesus? Sending a backup, sending a reminder. Even today he does that to us. Even today he does it to you. He reminds you. He comes and reminds you. Why? Because we got so much going on today. Our brain is so cluttered. Yes. So we need backup. And here we see Jesus is sending just that. Backup. Verse 8 says, all of a sudden, quicker than quicker, sooner than sooner, now and not later, they remembered. It's like, oh, yeah. Could they have needed some Prevagent to remind them of what had been told to them? It says here, yes, we all have lapsed in memory. Sometimes when it happens, we can't even believe that it happened to me. You just can't believe it. I can't believe I forgot that. I can't believe it. But it happens. It happens to all of us. And here we see that it is happening right in our lesson. Yes. Right in the book of Luke. It's happening. We're in Luke 24, chapter 24. And here we see, this is Mary Magdalene and Mary mother of James, and some other ladies. They were all at the tomb early, first responders, eager to see where Jesus was, eager to do their part, putting the spices and wrapping him in the linen. But they were surprised. There was a big surprise for them. He was not there. He was risen. Now listen to this. All of a sudden they remembered that. So the women told the disciples. The women ran to go tell who? The disciples. Yeah. So it was for the women to go tell what had happened, what they had saw. Listen to that. But the men felt this was just idle chatter. This was just idle tales. Why do you think that? Huh? Why do you think that? Could it be because women didn't speak? They didn't speak about biblical things? Or men felt that they didn't know what they were talking about? Or could it have been men dismissed whatever a woman had to say? Could it be all three? All of the above? Yes. In those days, women said very little out loud. Like today, I'm talking to you, and I am a talker. I talk a lot. That's why sometimes I just don't want to talk. I want to be quiet because I talk a lot already. Well, they didn't do that. They were quiet, very submissive, low-key. Mm-hmm. So here we see Peter, after they said that to them, to the disciples didn't believe what they had said. They were still wondering, why would they give us idle chatter? Why would they speak these idle things to us? But instead of just wondering, there was one who got up and said, I'm going to run to the tomb and see for myself. Okay? I'm going to go see for myself. Mm-hmm. And that person who did that was Peter. He heard what the women said, but for him, he preferred to see it for himself. And so many times, this is what we all need to do. Instead of getting first and secondhand information, try going and doing it on your own. Try you stepping out. Try doing a little research, a checking around. Mm-hmm. It says here that Peter got up and ran to the tomb, and he scooped down and looked in. He saw the linen cloth alone by themselves, and he went away wondering about and marveling in as to what could have happened. Now, if Jesus told the women the end of the story, certainly he told Peter. So notice all of this wandering around, trying to figure out, and in a state of dismayment. Verse 13 says, and behold, that very day, two of his disciples were going to a village. Mm-hmm. Several miles from Jerusalem, and they were talking with each other about all these things that had occurred. And when they were conversing and discussing together, what do you think happened? What do you think happened? Jesus, that son of David, glory to God, Jesus, himself caught up with them and was already accompanying them. He was right there. So do you think that they saw that Jesus was with them? But their eyes, this is what it says in verse 16, but their eyes were held so that they did not, they didn't even recognize him. What was it? Could it have been that unbelief, doubt had taken control, amazement had come and sit with them, had come and captivated their mind? Think about that. Unbelief takes away a lot from you. Unbelief takes away the victories that we have been given through Jesus Christ. Unbelief. It's just like a disease. It seeps in quietly, but yet it is destroying greatly. Unbelief. Look at this. Verse 16 says their eyes were held. So it was almost like they were blind. They couldn't see. They didn't even see. I don't know if they had sand, because, you know, this was a part of the world where the dust was, you know, it was always, I say it was always dusty. A lot of sand all the time. So it was always, you know, this little fume going in the air. And could it be that? Verse 17 says, and he said to them, who is he? Jesus. What is this discussion that you are exchanging, throwing back and forth? You exchange it, they're going through this back and forth. He said, what is it between the discussion that you're having between yourselves as you're walking? And they stood still, looking sad and downcast. Now, you know, Jesus has promised never to leave you nor to forsake you. Jesus, if he said it, he will do just what he has said. He's that kind of God. Our job, your job, my job is to believe. Believe. And you will succeed. He says here, then one of them named Cleopas answered, and he said, do you alone dwell as a stranger in Jerusalem and not know the things that have occurred there these days? And he said to them, what kind of things? And they said to him about Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in works and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and rulers gave him up to be sentenced to death and crucified him. But we were hoping that it was he who would redeem and set Israel free. Listen to that. Yes. And besides all this, it is now the third day since these things have occurred. So if the third day then took place, what happens on the third day? Hello, folks, this is where our hope lies. This is what we stand on. This is what we believe. On the third day, he rises up. Oh, glory to God. This is where our hope is. This is where our joy lies. This is where we know that we have been redeemed, that we have been bought with the price. Hallelujah. Because we have been redeemed when Jesus went to the cross. He paid our sin debt. Full. He paid it. There was no one else that was qualified. There was no one else that was eligible to do this. Only Jesus. Yes. Look at this. Look at verse 21. We were hoping that it was he who would redeem and set Israel free. Now think about that. Jesus. Come riding in on a donkey. Now what does a donkey represent? Does a donkey represent a king? And this is the mind of men. This is the mindset of men. Yeah. Because later what we will learn is that greater is he that is in us. Who is greater? Is the servant greater than the master? Think about that. Huh? But they were looking for someone to come in with an army. Huh? With swords and ready to have war, ready to go into battle. But that was not what our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ had in mind. He humbled himself on the way to the cross. Oh, glory to God. Come on now. Stay with me. Yes, he humbled himself. Verse 22 says, and moreover, some women of our company astonished us and drove us out of our senses. They were at the tomb early in the morning. 23 said, but did not find his body. And they returned saying that they had seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Now, I mean, they're getting the full, this is the full impact. This is the whole story right here. Living color. Jesus. And he's walking with you, and you're talking to him, and you're telling him the story that he has already told you. He has resurrected. So some of those with us went to the tomb, and they found, just as the women had said, that he was not there. Listen to that. Women. Open up your mouths. Open up your mouth, woman. Open up your mouth for Jesus. Tell everyone that Resurrection Sunday is about Jesus. It's not about spring. Tell someone how to be saved. You, woman of God, open up your mouth. Be a light shining in the dark place. Darkness is all around us, woman, but you can be the light. Here we see. Go tell. Go tell, woman. Go tell your grandbabies. Go tell your neighbors. Go tell your coworkers, your cousins, your aunts, your mothers, your fathers, your husbands. Go tell. Humble yourselves. He has given you that authority to go and tell. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for the Resurrection Sunday. We thank you, God, for allowing us, oh God, to get to know Jesus, to know him, to know his story, and to believe. Oh God, we ask you right now in the mighty name of Jesus to show us how to open up our mouths and speak the word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And we thank God. Happy Resurrection Sunday, and we look forward to having you tomorrow. With God Davis Ministries, we'll be in Marrero. Yes. And we know that the pastor is here from Africa. He prayed with us just the other evening. What an awesome time you will have. We say be blessed in Jesus' name. Remember, Resurrection Sunday is not just spring. It's all about Jesus. It's all about a Savior who came to save you and save me. Jesus, the Son of the Living God. And you have a choice to get to know him. Get to know him for yourself. Amen.